Why is Kevin Morales taking it, Gary?
I haven't got a clue. I've got to be careful here because we're not quite sure. So we watch Lukaku. He says, get the ball off. He wants the ball off him. Then Naismith's pointing towards giving the ball to Baines. If he's done what I think he's done, which is go against team orders, manager's orders, and selfishly take the ball, it's one of the most despicable breaches of team spirit you can possibly have. You do not do that at any cost. However, we've got to wait till the end to find it. That's what it looks, if you can run that in again, it looks to me like he's gone against team orders, which is a scandal. I have to say, it's one of the worst things you can see. And Leighton Baines, he's not the most confrontational type of lad. He's the type that probably has said, go on then, if you're going to have it, if you're confident, he asks him if he's sure.
The problem we've got there, Baines would not go running up to him.
Naismith's clearly pointing at Baines there, isn't he?
Yeah. But if Baines was not on the pens, he wouldn't get involved because there's nothing worse than someone in your ear when you're taking a penalty. There's nothing worse than you see when you watch. Whoever's taking it, leave him alone, let him get on with it. For him to take that ball there, I mean, we'll find out at the end. I mean, I go back to Craig Bellamy did that at Liverpool one time. Ralph Benitez actually fined him after the game. He took a penalty, missed away at Birmingham in the Carling Cup, I think it was. Now, the fact that he misses as well just makes it... So what will be getting said now in that dressing room between the players? And look at Leighton Baines' record, how he is not taken. He's one of the best penalty takers in the league. Never mind at Everton. He missed one at Manchester United this season, the only one he's ever missed.
It's difficult to... I say, we've got to wait and see, because... But it looks to me like something that you would class as being unforgivable in the dressing room, I have to say.